Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and you did it. You found one I didn't know anything about, the 36 Hours of Uwari.
That's right, BF Goodrich, 36 Hours of Uwari. It's a happening, and it's happening this weekend. So if you're listening to the Carolina Outdoors, stay tuned for this, because you're going to be able to hustle out there and see some of the best drivers around who are participating in this. I don't know if you want to be out there for 36 hours, but if you do, you ought to get an award, too.
Well, what all's going on?
I don't know. Let's bring on John Nates. He's with 36 Hours of Uwari, and he's going to tell us about this military-themed backcountry endurance challenge. John, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Well, thank you very much for having me, guys. So we're hosting an event. We're our company's Path Less Traveled. We're doing the 36 Hours of Uwari. It's a military-based, military-themed off-road triathlon, if you will. So we're going to put the teams through off-road navigation, real hard off-road challenges. We're also going to be doing a three-gun challenge. So they're going to be doing skeet shooting, long rifle, and pistol, along with canoe challenges as well. This goes on for 3 days, 36 hours, and they get about 32 missions. They have to work through their mission book and pick which ones they do, and they all collect points, and at the end, we get the winner.
All right, so off-road driving, canoeing, and a three-gun competition. Is this a team event?
Yes, it is. So it's two-person teams. This year, we have 23 teams competing.
Well, tell us more about it. I mean, Bill's ready to sign up. He's got an old beater four-wheel drive. I can shoot a little bit, and I used to race canoes, so I think we got us a team, Bill.
I think you got it, yeah.
So exactly what happens?
Who's navigating and
who's
staying
driving up for 36 hours? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, John, tell us how the teams operate, these two-person teams in the vehicle. How do they do the chores,
yep. So,
if you will?
Yep, so what they do is when they come in to our registration, they have to carry all of their supplies, food, water, fuel, and any spare parts they want through the registration gate. Once they make it through that, through our tech inspection, they're into the FOB. We have three Marine drill sergeants that come out and help us out.
There's a start.
Yep. So this is really a military event here. They receive their mission books, and in their mission books, we list out different coordinates and the actual missions, whether it be, you know, go to this point, drop your canoe in the water, head to the next waypoint, and you'll receive your next set of instructions. It could be the driving challenges where they end up, the team decides where they go, they head out, and try to tackle the trails. And what we like to do is throw in some twists and turns here or there just to make it challenging. Other things that they end up doing is we have pitcher challenges around the forest. So what they end up doing is they have to match some of the goofy pictures and stuff that we have going on. That's always a fun one. And then, so they do this for 36 hours straight. We do require that they hang out in the fall at night from about 11 o'clock at night to 5 o'clock in the morning when they get nicely woken up by the commandants. So it's a just straight-out challenge for everybody, pushes everybody to their limits. And then what we do to give back to the forest is it's based on the tread lightly principle. So teams have to go out to the forest. Last year they built an interpretive trail network out there trying to maintain the Uwari forest. And then this year they'll be doing a lot of garbage pickup, just trying to leave it better than we found it.
Hey, we got John Nates on. He's with the BF Goodrich 36 Hours of Uwari, and this is an off-road event that's going on this weekend over in the Uwari Forest.
Is this the first year for this event?
No, actually, this is year three. So
we've been missing out, Bill.
Yep. So year one, we had 12 competitors. We're now up to – we had a few drop out last minute, so we're down to 23. But it's an ever-growing event. The finale of it, there's going to be a four-part mini-series on the YouTube channel MadRam 11 that everybody can watch the entire competition and everything that's gone on over the 36 hours.
Oh, it's such a cool event. I think some of the NASCAR folks are taking notes on the Path Less Traveled, and John Nates is joining the outdoor guys here on the Carolina Outdoors. John, do these teams travel on the circuit for events like this, or are these one-timers, local folk?
Actually, you know, we have a lot of people from around the country. The one license plate was from Alaska, actually. So all over the country, we have people join us for this. Right now, this is the only event of its kind. We're looking over the next couple of years to expand it. Maybe starting out next year, have two or three 36-hour events around the country and grow it from there.
I got a couple of more questions, but one of which I want to read these off and let our imaginations run wild. Some of the vehicle events are the High Lift Jack Challenges, the Extreme Degree Hill Climbs, Low Visibility Fording, and Self-Recovery Winch Challenges. These all sound so awesome to see these teams work on. And when you say, I got shotgun trying to jump in the passenger seat, that means you're going to be doing some navigation and orienteering for your team.
And you're liable to be the man on the jack handle, I suspect.
Yeah, that's right. With all that being said, John, how cool is this as a spectator sport? Because I don't know if my Bronco is going to start up on me. Can we come out there and watch and cheer? And if we do, is it like a golf tournament where we pick a spot and watch it, or do we kind of follow our favorite team?
Yep. So for the first 2 days, so starting today and tomorrow, the teams are all over three different properties, and it is actually pretty hard to spectate. But on Saturday, we are all located at the OEX Training Center across from the El Dorado Outpost, and people can come out starting about 11 o'clock and watch all the final challenges, the BFG Final Assault, where they're going to be the final missions for the teams. You'll get to see all 23 teams put themselves through some pretty cool challenges out here. And anybody's allowed to come out and watch and cheer anybody on they want.
Well, now, Bronc's kind of a classic vehicle. Are we going to get him dirty?
Absolutely, if you want him to.
All right. I guess we can probably get him repainted or something if we scratch him.
All right, the hashtag is Driver Enough. Of course, it's Path Less Traveled putting on the B.F. Goodrich 36 Hours of Uwari. It's in Uwari, North Carolina. John, what else do we need to know so that we can pay attention? If we can't come down there, at least we can watch the YouTube shows that are going to be on reporting it.
Right, so a week or so after the event, we're going to start putting out the mini-series that's going to be on Mad Ram 11. That is the YouTube channel it's going to be on. You can also follow along on our Facebook page, 36 Hours of Uwari, and then our Instagram account, which is 36 Hours of Uwari. We have everything going on, and like you had mentioned, hashtag Driver Enough and hashtag 36 Hours of Uwari. You can get to follow all the team's posts. Should be pretty well covered by the competitors here. So.
My goodness, man. Well, it's going on this weekend. John Nates, thanks for coming on and telling us about the 36 Hours of Uwari.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
We're glad everybody's joined us here on the Carolina Outdoors. Again, a reminder, you can listen to the Carolina Outdoors wherever podcasts are heard, also via jessebrowns.com, where the outdoor guys hang their hats through the week, or early on a Saturday morning via the airwaves of WBT Radio. Special thanks to all of our guests, John Nates with the 36 Hours of Uwari, Chris Matthews with Mecklenburg County talking about our different nature centers and preserves, as well as Chris Slog with WB Diving taking us up against the megalodon teeth of North Carolina. He's TJ Boggs. For Don Yeager, I'm Bill Barty. Get outdoors, pick up your trash, and we'll see you next time right here on the Carolina Outdoors.